The summer of my sixth grade year, almost every day I would walk to the pool with my beautiful friend Mary Kaler. And the walk to the pool had different sections. Like, think of it as a goth candy land. So the first stop was Tick City, where it was an unpaved mowed sometimes path, but then it had an unmowed section. So you would walk through there, and you would not just get one tick, but you would come out with, like on a bad day, 8 ticks, spreading from your ankles to your knees. And I can flick off 5 ticks, and I was even faster then because I was just a sixth grade girl. So you could precisely flick off the first 5. But then ticks 6, 7, and 8 were burrowing in. So you had to use your pincer grasp and just get the tick off. And then it would try to keep burrowing into your finger, so you had to flick it off your finger. And that day, it was a good day because I only had 3 ticks and I was able to flick them all off. And we keep going. And the second sort of sight in our walk is the house of the mean lady in the neighborhood. And you had to walk past the house of the viper, which is what we called her. She had 2 habitats, and it was her home, and it was the pool. And, you know, she had a high voice, kind of nasally. I swear she hissed when she talked. Maybe she had a breathing problem. It could have been a mental problem of mine. I don't know which. But everybody was scared of her. She was mean at her house, and she was mean at the pool. But she had the most beautiful lawn. It was that zoysia grass, and she kept it meticulously watered. So every time I walked past, I would just look and see if she was there. And if I couldn't see her, I would just ease my feet out of my flip-flops, and I would just place both my feet really gently on the viper's grass. And I was not walking on her grass. I just stood there. And the water droplets would come up between my toes, and the underpinning of zoysia grass, in case you haven't stepped on it, is delicious on your bare feet. It's a stupendous cure for tick itch. So that day, I do it. I stand there for 3 full seconds, and nothing happens. The viper's not there. I get away with it, and I slide back into my flip-flops. Again, this is going to be a good day. Now, this also means that the viper would be at her second habitat, which was the pool. And there, she liked to participate in adult swim, where she did the side stroke with the middle-aged ladies. And they all wore like bathing caps in colors like oranges and pinks and purples, and some had rubber flowers on the top, and some had ruffles so their heads would look like butts of ballerinas, you know, bobbing back and forth, doing the side stroke. And they would talk about care of zoysia grass and swim. And she would stay in the pool, you know, doing the side stroke even after adult swim was over. But she really liked adult swim because she could talk to the other ladies. The summer of my sixth grade year, my whole goal with the pool was to hide my body from the neck down as quickly as possible because I looked like I'd been caught in a cutter at the paper doll factory. I didn't have actual muscles or soft tissue. I just had bones, and the skin was really tightly stretched over my elbows and knees. That was also the summer of zits, and this wasn't like the little, you know, blackheads that the Stridex commercials were about. These were like biblical zits that started, broke off from my hip and sucked out my soft tissue and part of my soul, and they would erupt on my face in giant red boils that not only looked bad, but they actually hurt. And my mother, who is Southern with a lifelong perfect complexion, would say, "Susan Elizabeth, if you wash your face with Dial soap, you could really clear up that." And that's just not true because it took 3 years of Big Farm to clear that up. The thickest thing about me was a hot pink pair of plasticine glasses that I couldn't see a thing without. So the pool would just be a giant blur, and the sky would be a little bit of a lighter blur. And Mary and I arrive at the pool, and there are 4 minutes left in adult swim. I know because the clock says 12:11, and adult swim was every hour on the hour. So I've got 4 minutes, and I'm already picturing my perfect pool day, which is to get a basketball and float around on it by sitting on it. So I would just bob around the pool. I could do this for 2.5 hours. Just bob around the pool, think about nothing, bite my nails. Just 2.5 hours, I would get hungry. I would get giant sweet tarts, a 2-pack of those, followed by a giant pixie stick. would wash it down with some Sprite. I get that slow burn, hurt so good stomach, and I would get back on the ball and I would float for another 2.5 hours. This was the best day at the pool ever. So I get there, I remember to put my glasses down on my Rick Springfield beach towel, and things are looking good. Sometimes I forget to remove my glasses and I jump in and I'd have to ask somebody to help me get them. But today, no, everything's going great. I set them down and I get over to the edge of the pool and I got my toes curled around the edge and I see a basketball, free ball. And I know I have to be aggressive that day because the high school boys are at the pool and they hog the balls to play basketball, which is so stupid. And they have, like, not my brother because he's sitting right there, but the other high school boys had hairy, wet armpits, and they would shoot baskets right near me, and I don't like then the droplets from their armpits near my face. It just was so gross. So I see the ball, and I am aggressive. I time my dive so that I'm in the air when the lifeguard blows the whistle. I did not false start, but I did a perfect dive. And I swam like Katie Ledecky to the ball, and I get it, and I got it on my chest, and I shove it down because I'm going to float out, and it's going to be a good day. And I feel something move underneath me. And then I hear the sound that Godzilla might make, only it's coming underwater, and it's kind of vibrating beneath me because I hadn't jumped on the basketball. I jumped on the Viper's orange bathing cap. She was floating around, doing a side stroke. Yeah. So when your universe is ripped open like that, the aftermath is a little blurry. So my friend Mary, who never yelled, yelled, "What are you doing?" And I didn't answer her because I didn't know. And the lifeguard yelled at me to get out of the pool right now. And the Viper just came up with, like, you know, screaming. And, you know, I just, Mary, my friend, she got me my glasses and my towel and my flip-flops, and she walked with me home in silence. And I went into the house, and I wore my pajamas for 3 days, and I ate, like, a box of Lucky Charms every day and read my books. And since that was normal behavior for me, my mother really, she didn't notice. And the fourth day, Mary came to the door, and she said, "Do you want to go to the pool?" And I said, "All right." So we walked to the pool. We walked through Tick City. I did not do my Zoysia stand. And we went back to the pool, and I didn't float around on the basketball anymore. I instead decided to train myself to see how long I could hold my breath underwater. And by the end of that summer, I was so good at it that I could swim the whole length of the pool without ever lifting up my face. Thank you.